What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Ahmad Hawkins, and I thank you for taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Today's show, we will be previewing the Wake Forest Demon Deacons visiting your Virginia Cavaliers, trying to bounce back from the woodshed that we got put into by the Tar Heels. So we're facing another team on Tobacco Road on a Friday night under the lights. And when you listen to this, hopefully it's Thursday night and I got it out in time. But if you listen to it on a Friday and you're in the parking lot right now before the game, definitely appreciate you. Make sure you tune into 107 WINA for the pregame as well. Then make sure you get into the stadium early as well so you can see my key matchup as well. But hopefully you saw the little blurb on Twitter as well. Hey, man. And hopefully you saw the walkthrough with Tay Don Wicks. Wicks. Nah, I'm just playing with y'all. Yeah, that intro was a little too long. Anyway, shout out to my sponsor, Aber Insurance. Aber Insurance is the way to go for insurance, whether it's home, auto, life, business, all your insurances at Able Insurance. Go to ableinsurance.net for all your insurance needs and tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. Say it with me, Able Insurance. Go to ableinsurance.net. So I was thinking, I didn't want this preview to be too long because I feel like everybody know what we got to do to win this game, at least defensively, right? Like, you stop the run, get off the field. But, oh, before we get started, I got to get my mind right. So, you know, we got to listen to some, what did I pick today? Let's see. I took it back on both of these songs. Here go the first one. I said, here go the first one.
Yes, Naya.
Y'all stay with me now. Stay with me. I took it way back.
Who am I? It's just a girl, them sugar.
Because we got to remind
all
people.
All right. Here, Anna. Oh, na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na, na. Let's go.
Oh, na, na.
Dance up.
Na, na.
Yeah. Sim Simma.
Who got the keys to my bimmer?
Who am I?
The girls, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush?
Ha.
Pass
ha.
Me the keys to my truck.
Ha.
Who am I?
Ha.
The girls, them luck.
Ha.
And I, we make love to precious.
Yeah.
You with a buck, I get ready. Like a
let's go. Ha. I know that was a little loud. Was that loud in your ear? I can't tell because I got my headsets on. But hey, I had to take it back. I gotta get my mind right, man, before I start talking sports. And then I said I'm gonna do this too. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Take it back, take it back. I used to rap way back in the day. Hey, 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 hey. MC, the people call me Milk. When I'm rapping, I no guilt. What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. With me. Uh-huh.
To be down,
you must
appeal,
yeah,
to the two. We're
rated R.
We're gifted and we're going far.
Yep.
Down the road.
Yep.
To the bank.
Yep.
While I'm here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad.
Uh-huh.
They knew the time. Gizmo scratching.
What?
Milk these rhyming. Milk is
chilling.
Giz is chilling. What more can I say?
I'm top billing.
That's what we get.
We got it good. Since you understood, would you? That's how we going. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Now we're going to talk about the Demon Deacons. We're going to look at the tail of the tape. some quick stats between both teams so we can compare what's really going zone this football season between the two of them. The Demon Deacons 3-0, 1-0 in the ACC. Virginia Cavaliers 2-1, 0-1 in the ACC. Points per game. Virginia is in sixth place. Come on, Siri. Come on, I ain't ask you a question. Points per game. How Siri gonna try to interrupt the pod? Siri, come on, Siri. Let me go, okay? It's bad enough I'm fighting Petty Hawk. Now you too. Okay, what was that? Okay, points a game. Cavaliers average 41.3. Wake Forest average 39.3. Points allowed a game. Demon Deacons 13.3. UVA 24.3. Rushing yards a game. UVA 121. The Demon Deacons 183. Rushing yards allowed. Oh, my God. We allowing 200 yards a game rushing now? They allowing 120. We really allow. Yeah. We allow two. Passing yards a game. We average 438. They average 233. Passing yards allowed. We only allow 205 yards passing. They allow 182. Total offense, 599. God dang. 559 yards a game. That's what our offense is averaging. Their offense averaged 416. Total defense, whoa, wait a minute. We giving up four. I mean, we did just give up 700 yards. So now, God, dog. We give up 406. They give up 308. So that's the tail of the tape right there. We give up 200 yards rushing now because they ran for, yeah. Thank you, North Carolina. God dang it. It's been a long time since we beat Wake Forest as well. When I was in school, I think the streak got to like 14, 15 games. Bronco was 0-2 in his tenure versus Wake Forest. They won the last meeting, 40-23. In Charlottesville, the last time we played in Charlottesville, we won seven. We're 17-9 in Charlottesville, 16-9 at Scott Stadium, and 16-7. When the last time we won? Like, dang, 27. When the last time we won down there? I just had it up. All right, man, y'all got to tell me in the comments. Let me see if they got it in their notes. I'm all discombobulated. I am. Series meeting. So they done won four straight versus us. Four straight. The home team has won three out of the last four matchups. Wake Forest has scored 25 plus in three out of the last four wins against Virginia. Dave Clawson looks to maintain his perfect Wake Forest record against the Cavaliers. He's 2-0. So, home team, we got to get this win. Got to get this win at home. They done won four straight. I'm mad I didn't write down the last time we beat them. But I know y'all probably saying it to the car or in your phone right now. All right, man. So Wake Forest, very methodical on offense. This year they played Old Dominion, Norfolk State, and Florida State. If we wouldn't have got our hind pots ran over so much versus UNC, just say if it would have just been a shootout versus UNC and it came out to like the last series, win or lose, people would be more confident playing against Wake Forest, in my opinion, because the one team that people really respect is Florida State. But when you gave up 700 yards to a team, you can't be truly confident. You can't. Like, I'm just being real with you. You really can't be confident. So, Wake Forest, they pose a true threat because they're so slow with their action on offense. Like, the quarterback puts the ball in the belly of the running back. It's like they're walking. It's like Le'Veon Bell is in the backfield, but the quarterback still has the ball in his hand, and he's coming towards the line of scrimmage. It's so slow, but it's so effective. and the quarterback does a great job of identifying the run pass option. Sam Hartman is a good quarterback. It's very important for our defense to create havoc. Read and react, throw that out the damn window. Well, I'm getting really emotional, but you want to read and react, but you got to destroy while you reading, if that makes sense. Like, when you foul off the ball, you got to get a push, because if you allow them to stalemate you, the linebackers don't stand a damn chance, bro, at all, because they're going to double-team the linemen that are down. So a guard's going to, if the nose shades to the right, then that guard that's closest is going to tandem block, and they're going to double-team the nose. They're going to keep push, try to push the nose back, and you don't know who has the ball. Then the linebacker got to guess, okay, do I stay in the A gap or do I jump to the B gap? Like, what do I do? So, you know, just having three down linemen is going to play into their hands, because they're in the 21 personnel. No. No, they're not. I'm tripping. They're in 11. One back, one tight end, which is like an H-back. Basically what North Carolina was using. Oh, my God. They're going to look at the North Carolina film. God dang it. Dang, damn it. That's what they're going to do. They're going to look at the North Carolina field. Ain't that about a blip. They're going to do what North Carolina did in the second half. I'm telling you, it's a copycat league. They may not try to, they ain't going to hit it downhill as fast as North Carolina. But, yo, Wake Forest can run the football. They come in averaging 183 yards a game. We just gave up over 300. You don't think they're going to run the ball? Don't get me wrong. They know that they can generate big plays through the air based around the running game. Now let's pick your poison. We got to take something away this week. You really got to take away the running game. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You got to take away the running game. You got to force them to pass, and you got to win on the back end. I will say this. In the boundary, I want to see press coverage. I want to see press coverage. And if they put trips in the boundary, you better put somebody on the point and destroy the dude on the point to disrupt the dispersion of that bunch. And if you're on the field by yourself, tell the safety, hey, my man, I'm sending them inside. I'm sending them inside. Whether we run 3-3-5, 3-4, nickel, 4-2-5, whatever defense we ran the second half versus Carolina, don't run that at all. Please, please, sweet baby Jesus, don't run that at all. Don't, whatever we ran the second half, coach, don't run that, okay? Respectfully.
Sorry, could you say that again?
No, I'm not saying it again, Siri. Coach, don't run that defense again, okay? They listening, okay? Just don't run it, okay? Don't, shh. Don't, mm-mm. Whatever the defensive front was, not no more. Scrap it. A little scrappy. I do want to see some havoc, though. Give me, you know what I'm saying? Come down, let Nick go. Let Nick Jackson come down there and bite faces off, baby. Let Hunter go down there and bite faces off. Let Noah go down there and bite faces off. And corners, listen to your boy. You got to cover. Oh, my God. You got to show me you can play the ball. You got to cover, though. Because they keep calling me, man. All these people keep calling me like ball hawk. What was up with the secondary this game? I'm like, oh, no. They just keep calling me. Like, I thought you said it was fixed, and I said it was. It was fixed. I don't know if Joy's going to be available or not. I know a lot of people are making waves about the hit he had on Downs. I was always taught to protect yourself at all times. I was always taught to keep your head on the swivel. And was the hit necessary? No. A lot of hits aren't necessary in the football field. Just like cut blocks are not really necessary, but people get cut. They cut them. Cut block them. All I can say is, I don't know what led to the hit, so I am not condemning him. I'm not condoning him. I'm just saying every situation has a backstory. And if you're talking, because look, man, we got to admit Joy was already, he already beat Joy with the little Dino route, you know what I'm saying? And he probably was talking greasy and Joy like, I'm going to shoot my shot. If you're running across the box I'm shooting my shot. Now, granted, the running back, you know, almost broke, but he didn't broke. But Joey made sure he broke up all that trash talk. Like I said, I ain't condoning it. But you UNC fans, I can't believe y'all out here telling. Y'all here, oh, my God, tag the NCAA. UVA is so dirty. They've been dirty for years. Come on, man. We're not doing that. It's football. It's violent. Until y'all start complaining about pitchers throwing that batters on purpose because they hit a home run and stare down a pitcher. Don't come in my sport about blindside hits, okay? It won't a flag. Until you hold pitchers liable for all the beaning in the backs, the buttocks, all that stuff because I stared at you for hitting a home run, until y'all fix that, leave my sport alone, okay? Leave my sport alone. That's all I got to say, okay? That's it. As far as the keys to what we need to do offense, look, I can't fight it no more. Y'all got to show you can run the ball. Because now the numbers say that you suck running the ball and you suck stopping the run because of that game versus Carolina. The numbers don't back you no more. I can't say nothing no more. Like they're killing me, Petey. They're killing me. Running the football early. Be successful running the football early. If I'm Wake Forest, I'm playing two safeties. I'm going to make you run the ball. I'm going to dare you. I dare you. I dare you to run the ball, UVA. If I'm the defensive coordinator for Wake Forest, run the ball or not. Show me safety. Stay back. Matter of fact, we going to the 3-3-5. Hey, yo, get back. They ain't gonna run it. They ain't going to keep running it. Trust me, they're going to run a little cute reverse. Look, here it come. 11 in the game. There you go. Oh, wait a minute. He caught a pass. Don't worry about it. They're going to do a reverse. Here it come. Oh, wait, they threw the ball again off that. Wait, they're going to run the ball. They ain't going to run it. Told you. Damn, they got another first down. Okay, now stay back. Damn, another short route. I mean, you either run the ball or you use Woods, but you can't have any empty. Like, can we just get some punts this game? I don't got a lot of analytical feedback for this preview, because I'm nervous. Wake Forest offense is dangerous. They so balanced, so unpredictable. Everything looks the same. They got to counter off every formation, every play that you see. Inside zone pop. Inside fake zone, quarterback keep it. Inside fake zone, throw a deep. Inside fake zone, throw a dash route or slant route. Oh, switch the formation. Oh, run play. Oh, quarterback keep it. Oh, everything looks the same. Read your keys. Get to the ball. Please don't play hero ball. We had them last year. We had one dude play hero ball, and they broke up the sideline, the left sideline. One guy didn't do his job. Bronco know this offense is difficult. Like, they hold the ball in the belly of the running back so long that as a linebacker, you feel like you just got to go. And then, boop, you pull it out, and you got a slant route, a burst route on the backside because everybody's come forward. Up, you stay back. Now in his back, tip, 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 boom, explodes, and you ain't know he had the ball. So it's like, yo, you got the back. You got the back. You got the quarterback. It's, hey, backside ends. If the ball is away from you, get there, because we're going to have to bring up a back on the edge. To the side of the running back, we're going to have to bring somebody off the edge that can run through the quarterback to the running back. He has to check to make sure that the quarterback don't got the ball, then he's going to have to hustle to get the back. And you can slow the back up because he's already going to be Le'Veon Bell and be hopping around. But you're going to have to stalemate not only one lineman, but two, because they do a good job of tandem blocking, meaning they would double team, but they looking for somebody to come to the outside. They just don't double team and try to push your field. They double team you to stalemate, and then you would see their lineman looking for a backer showing late, and they'll punch him. Or the H-back actually start to the right, and when they put the ball in the belly of the quarterback, he's sliding. No, they pull a guard. The guard won't pull. He shuffles late. So the guard from the opposite side will actually block down and then back up and start shuffling. It's almost like a delayed draw inside zone. It's crazy. And it's effective. But you gotta have some horses up front. You gotta have some horses to get out of it, man. So my keys to the game is create havoc, create turnovers. Shout out to Chris Wright from the Save, because I was looking at the message board before I got on here, and I had in my notes create turnovers, and he said it. Create havoc. Like that read and react, sooner or later you gotta speed the game up for them, and you gotta take chances. You're going to have to. Like, fail being yourself versus failing and being something you're not. Don't allow them to dictate the pace. You dictate the pace. Because they want to dictate the pace, eat the clock up. They're going to want to keep your offense off the field. So, if that's what North Carolina did. They're going to try to run the football. They get to the line very fast so you can't sub. They're identifying the matchup, identifying the front. It's going to be a game of chess. We can't lose back-to-back chess games. Offensively, man, you got to be sound. And, you know, you got pressure almost to be perfect. You do, until our defense can right the ship, get a couple stops, create some turnovers, get extra possession for our offense. The offense has the pressure of now having to be perfect. Like, people came out of the North Carolina game and said, well, the offense still left points on the board. And that's a shame, right? That's a shame. Football is the ultimate team sport. You do want to hold yourself accountable. But if I score that many points, that many? So, all right, defense, we back at home, man. Right the ship. I believe in Bronco and Nick Howard, Coach Papinga, Coach Hunter, Coach B, Coach Clint. Let's go, man. Dr. Bob, do what you do. For now on, that's how you do. When we went on that run, do what you do. But please, please show up some running game, man. Like, successful running game with the backs, you know what I'm saying, to keep them off balance. You know? Do that for me, Dr. Bob. That's all I got for y'all, man. Good to NBA. Be great in everything that you do. Didn't want this to be too long. Didn't want to just get monotony. What's the word I'm looking for? I ain't want to get repetitive. So, no outro music. That's all I got for y'all, man. Well, I really, because I got to go to soccer practice with my son, then the football practice, and I'm pressed for time because this short week is really, like, tough. So, if I seem like I was rushed, I still got the product up, Ralph. I got my point across, right? Stops. Make them punt. Stops. Make them punt. Score. Make them punt. Get a lead. Use the fourth side. We back at home. Friday nights, under the lights. Ball Hawk. I'm out. Oh!